Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron today held bilateral talks at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. The two leaders discussed strategic cooperation between India and France across key sectors, including defence, security, trade and cultural exchange. Speaking in a joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi said that with the launch of the India-France Year of Innovation, both the countries are transforming strategic partnership into a partnership of the people.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है. फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है. आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Earlier, President of France Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the victims of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks at the historic Taj Mahal Palace Hotel during his visit to Mumbai, reaffirming solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. In a message shared on social media, he said, "France stands with India in the face of terrorism with unity and determination, extending support to the families and loved ones of the victims." President Macron also interacted with prominent personalities from Indian cinema, highlighting the cultural ties between the two nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and French Defence Minister Catherine Vautrin inaugurated the final assembly line of Airbus H-125 helicopters at Vemagal in Karnataka. Indian Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal AP Singh was also present on the occasion. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that with the H-125 program, investment is anticipated to exceed 1,000 crore rupees and is likely to create direct and indirect employment opportunities for skilled and hard-working younger generation. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the summit is receiving a huge response, with people arriving from every corner of the country.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said that AI is transforming the entire art of storytelling. Talking to Akashvani News at India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Jaju said that huge disruptions coming in through artificial intelligence in the entire creator's economy. BNP Chief Tariq Rehman was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections recently. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath of office to 60-year-old Rehman at the South Plaza. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the 2021 edition's champions, Australia, have been knocked out of the tournament. The elimination came after the crucial Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Ireland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain at Palakkale in Sri Lanka today. With the game being washed out, the points were shared between Ireland and Zimbabwe. On the basis of points, Zimbabwe have become the second team from Group B to qualify for Super 8 stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.